Log Talk Radio.
This is Frodo the Sentries. It is 8:16 right now. Monday night. It's on the 15th of March, 2021.
Yeah, 2021.
That is right, 2021. Do you know that today, well, actually the March, month of March is National Nutrition Month?
No.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that. When is Heart Month? Is Heart Month in February?
That I don't know,
okay.
But I'm pretty sure it's somewhere.
Yeah, I remember some, but there's like also National Heart Month.
Yeah, but is National Nutrition Month. You know, this is some of those things I think they bring out the awareness of the importance of having a, you know, living through good nutritionist lifestyle.
Right, like awareness, like because, you know, some people, they might not be aware of how to eat healthy.
The awareness, the importance of... That's an echo.
you know, living through good nutrition.
Okay.
All right, we're testing our audio.
All right, we're testing audio, but we're going to be talking about some stuff here. That's all we're going to talk about. We're going to have a show here for 30 minutes, and that's all we're going to talk about is the nutrition's and particularly gut health, because there's some articles on Fox 2 Now. It's the importance of gut health during National Nutrition Month. And before we go to that, you know, I want to say that the products you're about to hear or you're going to hear here on this show, it's not to treat or cure any diseases or to prevent you from any cancer or anything like that. So we're not going to be saying that. So this is just the FDA, you know.
Yeah, we're just letting you know so you will be informed, you know,
in
case you decide you want to try some products or try, whether you go to our website, shapali.com, or you just decide that you want to go to another store, that you'll be informed, you know, and you can also ask your doctor, what their thoughts are, you know.
Yep.
Hopefully they're, you know, well-informed doctor, you know, and then they'll be able to explain to you about some of the things we're going to talk about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just here to inform you guys. Like today we're going to be talking about gut health. It's going to be at least one thing we're planning to talk about. We're not claiming to be expert. We're just letting you know what's out there, you know. And so... Yeah.
Right. And we're going to watch maybe a 3-minute video. And then we'll go from there. We'll talk about what they say, you know. once again, we're going to be talking about the importance of gut health. And that, not just for, you know, natural, because of it, because March is a nutritional month, you know. You ought to be taking care of yourself, your gut. And not just gut alone, but particularly right now we're going to be talking about that. But overall, you know, you want to take care of your head, your feet, your heart, your gut, your belly, you know, your lungs.
Yeah.
I mean, every part of your body.
Yeah, it's important.
It's important.
Important.
So, yeah, let's see if you're going to be able to hear this. There you go. A second here.
Is National Nutrition Month, a time to focus on your nutrition. A healthy diet not only helps us maintain a healthy weight, but can also reduce the risk of disease and long-term health issues.
That's true.
Sarah Bird is a functional medicine nurse practitioner at Palm Health, here to talk about it this morning. Hello to you.
Hi, thank you for having me.
First of all, tell us what Palm Health is all about.
Sure. So Palm stands for Personalized Advanced Lifestyle Medicine. And we really offer wellness solutions in one place to help you transform your health and regain vitality. So we have a comprehensive care team that really uses a mind-body approach. And together with innovative services and technologies, we can really treat the whole person and really help to regain that health that so many people are looking for.
I think we probably all could use a little bit of help with our nutrition, keeping it on track, even if we think we're doing a good job. We need to do a gut check. Literally, what does that mean?
Yeah, so I think, as you said, most people know that eating whole, healthy, unprocessed foods that include a lot of veggies is important for our health. But what we've begun to understand in the last 15 to 20 years is the importance of our gut health and our microbiome on promoting health in our bodies. So the microbiome are the bacteria in our bodies, primarily in our gut, that really can promote health or predispose us to disease and illness.
And so what does it do if we do have a foundation for good nutrition?
Yeah, so research shows that if we have a healthy balance of the gut bacteria, that it promotes good weight, it can really maintain a healthy immune function. It also helps to promote just maintenance of digestive health. If you don't have a good, healthy, robust microbiome, it really can predispose you to a lot of diseases like cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disease, digestive disorders, and really overall promotes inflammation. And we understand now that inflammation is one of the key mechanisms that promotes chronic complex diseases.
All right. Yeah. So if somebody's at home listening saying, you know what, I'm starting today, what can I go and find in my pantry right now that might help me starting today?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are kind of three types of food groups I talk about for gut health. That is probiotic foods. Those are foods that have live cultures that are fermented. So things like kefir, yogurt, kombucha, miso, tofu, tempeh. Then you have prebiotic foods. These are the foods that really help feed the good bacteria that you already have. So those are things like root vegetables, garlic, onions. And then the third type of group is just having a really wide, diverse amount of produce in your diet. Because we know the more diversity in your food, particularly in your produce and your vegetables, is going to promote a really diverse microbiome. That leads more resilience to the microbiome and more resilience to your health overall.
All right. My motto as a cook, it says, you never can have enough garlic. So good. I'm going to do that today. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It. Yes. And if folks want to learn more about Palm Health,
okay. Those are Palm Health. Actually, you find this on Fox 2 now. There's a video of that. There's only a 3 minutes video, but they're talking about the importance of gut health.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and we talked about that, come to think of it, on our show before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not bad to repeat ourselves or anything.
No.
They might not have listened to the show, but a big part of your immune system is actually in your gut.
Right.
So if you take care of if you take care of your gut, we're not guaranteeing, but it's a possible way based on what they say that it will boost your immune system. That'd be called boosting your immune system. It will be at least helping your immune system.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So it looks like we're on. Man, we got caught up there. I don't know how many minutes, but we're back now. So we're talking about gut health. Yeah, you can turn that off. Anyway,
yeah.
So we only have like 30 minutes over here. So we're going to get to the bottom of this. Then, I was talking about the what if you have a bad gut or, you know.
All right.
You have bad gut and, you have a bad digestive system to begin with. How do you approach that?
You need some kind of aid to help you to digest, I would say.
Okay, so start with the digestive enzyme.
What about like probiotics?
What would that
help good bacteria, right?
Right. Probiotics. You can get those. I mean, from produce. I mean, just like the, yogurt kombucha and all that. Those are the drinks. You can turn that and drink.
That's good.
And, well, you know, if you don't have those at hand right away, you know, I mean, you can, yeah, like I said, digestive enzyme. Will help you break down those food that you're eating.
Especially if you eat a lot of meat.
A lot of fiber that, you know, that is not easily broken down when you take them. So the digestive enzyme will help you. Then, you know, if you have acid reflux or you know, indigestions, those are the sign that you have a bad
we got a little distraction.
So you have a bad, what are you doing there, cat? Okay, my cat's up on my thing over here. But anyway, if you have a bad gut, you know, that, you know, you'll have a frequent, you know, acid reflux and all that.
That's
the indigestion, you know, you're, there's so many things that goes into, you're not digesting your food. So therefore that can lead to a, you know, bad gut syndrome, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's important things that you want. If you want to get healthy, or if you're already healthy, but you want to, you know, optimize your health,
mm-hmm.
you start with your gut, digestive enzyme, you know? You can find that on Shapaly.com, Shopaly.com. You can type in digestive enzyme,
mm-hmm.
isotonic form, which is, you know, you take those into your body and absorbed like readily within 5 minutes, you know, first thing in the morning. And so get those.
Would you take that first thing in the morning, or would you take that after you eat like a big meal?
You can take that before you meal, 5 minutes before you meal.
Okay.
You know,
what if they want to take it in the afternoon?
You can do that, but it's more to maximize the, you know, the effectiveness in that. It's you know, because it's isotonic, that means it goes directly to your small intestines and ready to do, you know, along with the other nutritional supplements we have there, all in isotonic form, you know, calcium, vitamin C, you know, you go to Shapaly.com. So yeah, that is the importance of gut health during, well, not just during National Nutrition Month.
Yeah.
But that's what I would say. What about you?
Yeah, I think that's true too. Like that, it's important to take care of the health, and it's good that they're trying to bring awareness to, you know, the gut health. Now, can we talk about like, so it's only gut health awareness month nowadays.
Like
in March.
Well, it's just an awareness thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's not just gut health, but it's just a nutrition month. It's like, you know, Nutrition Awareness Month.
And
this article is just saying, with the video, just telling you how important it is to have a healthy gut.
Right.
Know?
So, like, what people want to know is, like, well, I mean, like, sometimes people think I eat the food, so I must digest it. So, like, you know, like, they might not realize that the reason why that they have a...
Especially with busy people.
Indigestion or heartburn is, like... Maybe
if you feel right,
properly working,
exactly,
and maybe is it the older you get?
Not necessarily. I mean, older people get more in decline when it comes to their gut health,
know,
digestive enzyme, or the digestive system. But it's not just, you know, if you get tired, sometimes people get, I'm getting so tired when I'm. Well, after I eat is because of, you know, it's draining your energy. Your gut is not digesting food naturally. You know, that means it has to pull energy out of your muscles and out of your brain and all that. So that kind of drains you.
Okay.
So you'll need a, you know, good digestive enzyme in that.
Okay. All right.
And you just want to incorporate it with that. You know, probiotics, food, and also prebiotics, those are... good too, but again, if you have a a bad digestive system to begin with, you know, eating onions and garlic or eating kombucha, it's not going to help you in a way of like helping you. It will help you just a little, but it's not going to digest all of that food. You need to digest that food,
right? And they said roots, like, you know, so I wonder if ginger. I heard ginger helps with digestion too.
Yeah, the ginger. It's like there's in the Philippines what they call, you know, they make a tea on that. It's called salabat. salabat.
It tastes good, too.
Tastes,
spicy.
Well, right, spicy a little bit. You mix it up with honey or brown sugar. Or kind of, like, sweeten it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Or you could take it,
but
just,
it was,
like, spicy.
Right. It's good for, you know, it's not as good as the digestive enzyme that you need to take.
Right.
But
like, if people don't have money for extra stuff,
right? You can start with that.
Yeah.
You can start with the, you know, tea or ginger root.
Would walking also help?
The exercise, of course.
So like,
yeah,
walking.
Well,
like
not
after
like
you eat
not
like
after
that.
Right, you eat, you know, because
so
if you're
have to
full,
go running, but.
Right? Because it will strain your you know, if you're running, you know, even if you're brisk walking, you know,
mm-hmm.
your belly's bouncing up and down,
mm-hmm.
full of food. That's like,
okay.
You know. Unless you eat like just a smaller meal, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you eat like heavy meal, and you know, you'll know that. I mean,
yeah.
you know, if you eat a heavy meal, you like sometimes, you know, so just like when I go to IHOP, you know, I mean, I don't call them IHOP anymore. I call them I can't barely move because I eat so much all the time. So,
wow.
You know, I mean, you don't want to go out there and do a sprint, you know, after you
oh,
eat
yeah,
because
of
it's,
course,
not,
cause it's not.
But
good for you.
Right. So a brisk walk, not after you eat, maybe like later on, like 30 minutes, 45, you know, just stand up and
yeah.
walk, you know.
Yeah.
So that would, in a way, to help you, you know, digest the food, but not as if you have a gut problem or digestive system problem, it's not going to help you. So you need something to aid you for that, which
yeah.
is a digestive enzyme that you got to put in
right.
your body. So yeah, those are the gut health. And I've seen people, I read an article about like enema, you know, and enema is also ways to clean your gut.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
How does it go all the way up in your gut?
Well, it's, what happened is like it will clean the, you know, there's like two different, you know, level or the intestines, right? It's like the smaller and the large one, right? The
mm-hmm.
smaller one's what, you know, closer to your rectum, you know,
yeah.
just like you can see the anatomy on Google. You can Google it and it's
yeah.
right there, right? It's just like, and then the smaller ones goes to your rectum, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, so what enema does is like when you shove that thing up your butt and
it's like a little straw. It's a big long.
Yeah, well, there's
like
a different type of them.
Plug.
You can buy. You can do it your own.
It's not real
at home.
Big.
No, it's not real, but you gotta you gotta
lubricate.
You gotta do that on your own unless
you
can.
Out
well, there's actually you can go to the hospital or you can go in any there's a facility like that that charge you to do enema.
Yeah, in some countries there.
Yeah.
I don't know about America. Though.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Oh, okay.
You know, they clean you out, man. It's just like put that looks like a vacuum hose in there.
Yeah,
and then,
but it's not that big.
No, but I heard that it makes that noise, like a, you know, like gushing noise, because it will pump liquid into
mm-hmm.
your system, into your butthole,
yeah,
into your lower intestines.
Yeah,
and then when you feel like okay, when you're doing it your own. You got to do that, and then when you feel like you got to hold it in, right? Then if
hold your poop in,
because when you put that liquid or you know liquid things in there, whether it be like coffee, there was doing coffee enema,
organic coffee
enema.
Some people do that.
Yeah,
but
not hot though. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, here's the thing though, guys. If you want to do that, don't do it hot, and make sure you do your own research first before you do it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of videos in there on YouTube.
Right,
you know,
because like I don't know
how to do it.
Caffeine sensitive, I don't know how that works. Because it's going in the other end.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But there's
not funny,
okay.
But
so
I'm
that's
like kind of wondering now if it's coffee.
There's a good things for your digestive because it will clean you out, like cleans everything out of there.
Yeah.
And then you know your body will say, I'm explaining this you know in layman's terms of things everyone can
right.
understand, right?
Yeah.
So. Nothing's in the bottom, so everything's going to get pushed down, right?
Nothing's in the bottom of
well,
what?
Well, of your intestines.
Okay.
Like, there's the upper and then the
yeah.
lower intestines,
yeah.
right? Those are, like,
yeah.
little things. So when you get all the junk out, you know,
yeah.
the you know, feces, poop,
yeah.
whatever you want to call it, crap, shit.
Yeah.
when it's, you know, take them out. So your belly's going to be empty, and your body's going to send something like, hey, you know, everything is out of there, so I'm just going to move slowly,
right.
you know, down the thing. But it also gets all that bacteria out of there.
Right, and I would suggest
parasites,
like, if you're
if
not
you have
sure
them.
How to do it, like definitely ask your doctor, like tell them you want to You know, I don't know if you would need, I heard if you do coffee that you use organic coffee, but mm-hmm. I don't know, like, if you don't
want
to. Not
boiling hot coffee, though.
Of course, you would have to make sure it was cooled down, you know.
No, look like a water temperature. I mean, a room temperature lukewarm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lukewarm.
Yeah, because you don't want to burn your insides. Cause
you don't
want to
get too
problems,
cold, though. Yeah.
And then you should,
yeah, burn
rectum. If you don't want to use coffee, cold, like lukewarm coffee, not a hot coffee, we're not telling you to do coffee enema. We're just using because we heard about a coffee enema before.
What?
If you're like, wow, that's strange. Why would I put coffee up there, right? Ask your doctor what you could put up there because there's all kinds of videos. But, you know.
Can I go through a Starbucks
wanna,
and order one?
You might want to. They're not. I don't think they're organic. But anyways, you might want to ask your doctor, like, if I stick something up my butt, to go inside, you know, like, is there any harm that can come, you know, ask them, because, like, if you're just going to use water, you might want to use filtered water.
Of course,
right?
Filtered water.
Because you don't
yeah.
want to put a more bacteria in there, or, yeah, that's just, like, we're trying to give you ideas.
All right, so
I hope
the part.
You all understand,
mm-hmm.
I would not suggest doing coffee enema.
Right. So those are the gut health. The two,
like, you know.
One of the problems where you have the, you know, your gut health is to, yeah, to do that, like an enema.
Yeah.
And then digestive enzyme.
Yes.
You know, eat, they said eat more fruits and vegetables. Yeah, but I mean, majority of us, come on, you got to be honest. I can't eat like fruit and vegetables. You know, I got to have some meat. I got to have some,
right.
you know, things
right.
like that. But
and, well, it also says on this. I don't know if this is actual medical site, but it says Medical News Today site. It says to eat less sugar and sweeteners. That will
True.
Help your gut, you know. Because
yeah.
Maybe because your body works harder to digest that or something. What do you think?
Yeah, there's sugar. It's hard to break down. And you know, your body, especially if you're diabetic, you know,
oh, yeah.
it will,
mm-hmm.
or you're sugar sensitive or something like that, it will mess up with the whole system and how
right.
you digest the food.
Right.
And all that.
It says also.
Reduce stress. Yep.
You need to reduce your stress if you can. It says avoid taking antibiotics.
Unnecessarily, if you don't need them.
Mm-hmm. Regular exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise regularly.
Get enough sleep.
And yeah, get sleep so that you can rest your body, you know. And so those are just, and avoid smoking, I guess maybe because it makes it tight down there or something, you know. I don't know.
It makes tight down there.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It does something like smoking probably.
Right. Eat a vegetarian diet. That's what they say they can do.
But
we're all
not
vegans, you know.
If you do need to do a vegetarian diet, then you need to get your source of protein from
protein.
Right?
Well, there's get some protein, but not enough from other different type of
and
protein.
And B vitamins, I think.
B vitamin complex is
yeah,
not
like because you need like certain vitamins that you might not get a lot of if you do the vegetarian route. So
yeah, true.
So we hope that this is helping you guys. You know, we went through a lot of stuff like gut health, you know, digestive enzymes, walking after you eat, but not right after you eat. Don't go jogging because, you know, that can probably upset your stomach maybe more. Not sure.
Avoid, yeah.
I mean, that's what I heard. I heard that it's not good to go running after you ate.
Right. And also, it's like before you go to sleep, avoid like eating like a lot of food, you know, overeating and, you know, to the point that you can't barely move.
Right.
You know, don't go to OK Corral before you go to bed. Or anything like that. So, so that was, you know, if you improve and maintain your gut health, that would, I mean, it will give you an opportunity to have a better, you know, risk, you know, to avoid the risk of getting sick or getting disease
right.
or a long-term health issue.
Yeah, because you're, once again, like we mentioned in this show and other shows before, that your a lot of your immune system is found in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to not take that for granted, your gut. So, you know,
right.
Try to boost your immune system, take care of your gut, and, you know, try to stay healthy.
Correct. Like I said, all that thing that we mentioned, the digestive enzyme, and, you know, if you're going to be a vegetarian, or you want to, you know, consume more veggies rather than meat, then you will need a B complex vitamin. So you can find that on Shopaly.com, Shopaly.com, Shopaly.com.
Yeah.
Just type it in there. And, you know, that's all we can tell you. That's all I can tell you for now. I mean, other than that, consult your doctors, consult your...
Yes, definitely. And if you're going to do the enema, highly suggest you ask your doctor what you can put up your butt. Because that's where the enema goes.
Hey, doctor, what can I put in my butt?
We don't want to give you, like, any advice that might harm you. And if you're not familiar
that's why you're
going to
do
enema,
research. Yeah. Do your due diligence.
There's a lot of YouTube videos, but... You know, you just like, I don't know, people might, I don't know, I haven't watched the video, so I don't know what they put up in there, but I would definitely suggest you talking to your doctor.
Every time you say something like that, I don't know what they put up in, but ask your doctor before you put something up your butt.
Because you don't want to put something up there that's bad for you.
Of course
just
not.
Because someone said it's on YouTube.
You know? Right, and you would have to go to the doctor again, and after X-ray, and they locate
that thing.
Yeah, it's like, we got an emergency here. What's the emergency? Well, the person shoved something up their butt or up his butt, you know.
Or, you know,
to find out there's like a toy truck in there or something.
No, don't do that. Yeah, so once again, we hope this show helps you guys. And I hope you are able to benefit from it.
Right. So, all right, we're going to say goodbye. And it is 8:45 right now. And it's Monday. It's Healthy Monday, Discussion Monday. So we talked about the importance of gut health. So if you're just tuning in, you know, just rewind it. But you can re-listen to it on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And it will start you from the beginning. So once again, we're, this is Frodo the Centrist with my guest,
Lady D.
Right. Also known as Dawn. We're saying goodnight, and goodnight to you all.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.